What's up, fam? Welcome to another episode of the Impact Podcast. I am your host, Nicholas Trevelyan. And today we got something that's going to make an impact on your marketing, on your brand, on your business, and on your bottom line, and really an impact in the world. And guys, that's why I started this show. I want to share things to help you go make an impact in other people's lives. But I want to help you impact your brand at the same time. You know, I think Zig Ziglar said it best. We get everything we want in this life by helping other people get what they want. So I'm going to help you get what you want today. If you are a brand, a business owner who wants to grow and share your story more, stand out online, get more leads, sales, clients, all the above, I want you to dial into this message that I have for you today. Today, I want to help you focus on actually sharing your story, sharing your message, sharing your passions, sharing the things that are important to you, sharing your values, sharing your experiences, sharing the things that mean the world to you on social media as part of your brand strategy. We think, most people think that, and I used to think this too, that there's a difference from you as a person, as a human, and then your business. And a lot of people will go create a business page and they'll have like this corporate-y logo and you'll record these very corporate-y like reels and these things that they're not you. I fell into this trap years ago when we first started my real estate brokerage was we went and created this real estate profile and I was in three-piece suits and it had to be all perfect and staged and very corporate music, but it wasn't me. Guys, I'm a surfer in San Diego. Why was I trying to fake this? Because that's what I thought I had to do. And I'm here to tell you that there should be no difference from your business to who you are. You, the human, as the entrepreneur, as the CEO, as the brand, your story will bring you more leads, referrals, and really awesome clients than trying to be corporate as fuck, Will, all day long. And I want to start today's lesson for you with a story. So this morning, I had a business audit call with an amazing, amazing real estate agent, and she wanted some help on her social media. So before these calls, what I do is I go through that, you know, brand. I go through their social media. I looked at her Instagram. I looked at her Facebook. And I could tell that she was a realtor. She had a couple of photos of houses, and that was about it. Now, it wasn't bad because it told me she was a realtor. And that's what most people will put out is stuff. I'm a realtor. I'm a mortgage broker. I'm in construction. I do this. I do that, which is all great. And yes, that's part of a brand strategy. But what it was lacking was what I'm about to tell you. So we started to dial into this message, guys. This is so big for you. Her and I started dialing into what she really wanted to do. I was like, well, what are some of your goals and what are some of your passions? Well, we start talking about, yeah, real estate was it. But she finally says, you know, Nick, real estate's just a vehicle. I really want to speak. And I was like, what? And she goes, yeah, I want to help women. I want to lead women. I want to help inspire them. And she's like, and I want my story to be inspirational. See, this individual had wrote a book and she got 12 different women to share a chapter. So she got 12 women to share their experiences. And she put this up into a women's leadership book. So she has this book, like she's written and published an epic, amazing book that is full of 12 women's inspirational stories. You know what I didn't see anywhere on her social media was that book. And epic women and stories that inspire the world and make an impact. Why? Because in her mind, she thought, I'm a realtor. I can only be a realtor. I said, dude, no. What I want, and this was my advice to her, I said, well, isn't that your passion? She goes, oh my God, Nick, it is like my life's mission. I said, well, then make that your brand. Make that part of what you talk about. And can you talk about real estate as well? Of course. But could you record a reel today about a tip for women in leadership, a strategy, something that inspired you? Could you interview another inspirational woman and then share that as part of your content? And then tomorrow share you out at a real estate property. See, the thing that I want you to understand and what I was trying to explain to her and what really inspired this episode is in your brand itself, you have to add an element of humanization, of transparency, of authenticity, and something different than everybody else. Any realtor with an iPhone can go out and record houses, and that's fine. And I think that that is, yes, part of building authority and credibility, you know, sharing your tips in the actual field, the market that you're in. Yes, the subject, that is absolutely part of a brand strategy. But couldn't the other part be things that you're inspired by? People that inspire you? Books that you're reading that inspire you, scriptures that you're reading that inspire you, your hobbies, your passions, your family. In her situation, her passion was helping inspire women. So making that part of her brand strategy will actually help her stand out from the crowd. See, guys, I believe your story matters. And for those on the audio version, I'm actually wearing my my hoodie today that says your story matters. And by her sharing her story, she's going to add more authenticity, more realness to her brand than any Joe Schmo realtor out there. And that's the thing I want you to understand is your brand should be all-encompassing of who you are, what you stand for, what you believe in, what you're passionate about. And yes, can you include the things that you're an expert at and share tips to build credibility in your market and the things that you do as a product or service? Yes. But then on the flip side of the coin, you could talk about your hobbies. You could talk about your passions. You could talk about things that inspire you, people that inspire you, what you're driven by, what fuels you, your family, and all of the above. You could talk about things that light your soul, like light your soul on fire. Then tomorrow you could share them a badass tip. And do you see how this becomes literally a 1-2 punch? Punch, punch, punch. You're sharing your life. You're sharing with them behind the scenes of who you are and what you do and what you're passionate about. And then tomorrow you hit them with just this killer tip to establish the fact that you are the credible expert on the subject. And guys, this to me is the ultimate brand strategy where you toggle between authority and authenticity. You toggle between credibility and almost like this online celebrity where you're like this behind the scenes show, like a reality TV show like the Kardashians, and you toggle between all of these. However, most business owners I talk to, they just stay in the authority. And even if that, most of them haven't even got to that point of sharing tips and ideas and strategies. They want this staunchy, well put together, polished version of themselves. And honestly, guys, in the world that we're in, nobody can relate to that. People relate to authentic, real human beings. People want to work with people that they like, that they want to work with. In her game of being a real estate agent, who would you rather buy a home from, right? Like help you with your biggest purchase, right? Like let's say you're a newlywed couple. Who do you want? Like this staunchy realtor you can't relate to, or this woman who's passionate, who's fierce, who's on fire to serve women? Your vibe attracts your tribe, guys. And in that scenario, by her setting this tone of wanting to help women, guess what that's going to attract? More qualified prospects that are just like her, that see her mission. They see her heart. They see how much she cares through her content. Then they'll want to get to know her and what she does as a credible real estate agent. To me, this is the ultimate marketing strategy where you get to share things that you love and that you care about that truly make an impact in the world. You could share ideas, life lessons, mistakes, fuck-ups, failures, successes, badass shit you've done as a way of adding value to the world through your social media, as a way of creating really cool, relevant content that means a lot to you. And that content's a lot easier to produce because you believe in it, you've done it, you've had that transformation. Then the very next piece of content could be the things that you are an expert at, that is about your business, that is about your credibility, that is tips and ideas and strategies on the subject and the product or service that you provide. And to me, guys, this becomes honestly the 1-2 punch. And it's fun as hell to share things that you love, things that inspire you, things that you're passionate about, and then hit them tomorrow with something that makes you the credible expert. See, oftentimes, guys, we're held back from sharing things that are who we are because we don't want to be vulnerable and we don't want to be exposed. Can I just share with you this? That transparency, that authenticity is going to hit home for your dream audience. And will you be worried of trolls? Of course, like, guys, here's the thing. Most people are afraid to share their true authentic self. Excuse me. They're afraid to share their true authentic self because they're worried about what some kid in his mom's basement in Wichita, Kansas has to say. Stop creating content to please everybody. Create content that inspires you, that lights your soul on fire, that will make an impact in somebody else's life. Because I promise you this, those people that you're trying to inspire, once they follow your stuff and get to know your story, they're going to want to help you. They're going to want to refer you. We started this podcast with that quote. You get everything you want in life by helping other people get what they want. And if you help inspire people and you share really awesome strategies and tips and value and things you're passionate about, you're going to touch lives. And in return, what do they want to do? They'll want to support your small business. They'll want to refer their friends to you because there's a story. There's a human to refer to there. Nobody wants to refer this random entity. I don't want to refer Chipotle. I don't have a relationship with Chipotle. Yes, I like it, but I'm not over the moon passionate to refer my friend Chipotle. Why? Because they're a third party. They're an entity. Stop trying to be an entity. Be a human. Be a person. Share your story. Share your life lessons, share your family, share your faith, share the things that you are passionate about and draw a line in the sand. No gray area, be black or white. Who you are, what you stand for, who you represent, what your core values are, what your passions are, and yes, what your business is. Yes, what you're an expert at. And you can toggle back and forth. There should be no difference in the two. You are you. And as the CEO, as the entrepreneur, as the creator of this business, why wouldn't you want to bring that as part of it? Why wouldn't you want to include your passions? Because like I mentioned earlier, you're going to be more likely to produce content on things that you know, that you love, that inspire you. So if that's the case then, and the way that we get clients is by building relationships with people, and a lot of you are online, why wouldn't you want to share like things that inspire you? Because wouldn't that collectively bring in a whole new group of people? Like, let's say, for example, you're passionate about CrossFit. Just make an example here. If this realtor, I'll use her as an example, starts sharing her tips and passions about CrossFit, you don't think that in her local market there's thousands of CrossFitters? Well, who would they rather work with to help buy or sell a home? The CrossFitter who produces content about CrossFit, because she gets them. She could show them how to set up a CrossFit gym in their new garage, right? Do you see where I'm going with this? You can include the things that you're passionate about. I had a solar guy approach me, and he wanted some help with his brand. Devout Christian, strong guy in his faith. And well, Nick, I can't share my faith online because some people won't agree with me on that. Then they're not the people that you want to help. I'm not saying you go Bible thump and knock doors and try to, you know, go on this missionary trip. What I'm saying is this. If that's your passions, could you not share the things you're passionate about online? Like, you can talk about the things that matter to you. And in his scenario, let's say somebody that is a Christian is thinking about going solar. Who would they rather use? The rando that's knocking on their door, or that dude who, yes, he teaches solar, and yes, he can help you, you know, save some money there, but he also is very, he has this belief in his Christianity. Who would you rather work with? They would rather work with that person. Your vibe attracts your tribe. And the point that I'm trying to make on this episode is this. There shouldn't be a you in business and you personally. Now, I understand, hey, Nick, I don't want to put my kids online. That's totally cool. Like, I totally appreciate that. Some people truly love to do that. My partner, Jason, does an incredible job of documenting the cool things he does with his family. They just went on this train ride. They just built this fort downstairs. And I haven't spoken with him about that. I'm just watching his IG stories, and it allows me to see behind the scenes. He's built that reality TV show. Back to it, guys. Just got to remind you of this. The two ways to build an authority brand, in my opinion, is yes, you have to have authority. And that is tips, that is authority on the matter. You're an expert, that is credibility right there. But then the other side of your content needs to be this behind the scenes look, this authentic version, this real version of who you are as a human being. And I call that celebrity. So it's credibility and celebrity. And what the celebrity is, and why I use that term, is I want you to look at, you are like an online celebrity. There's a reality TV show following you around at the gym with your struggles getting your morning coffee, and you can document and talk about really cool things that you're seeing. Like, there's a camera crew there. And I appreciate the fact that you probably don't have, you know, 200 grand a year to have a full-time videographer following you around, you know, 15 hours per day. Neither do I. So it's on us to find one thing per day that documents behind the scenes of your life. As celebrity, right? As that authentic side of you, your personal side of you. And then it's on you to pull out your phone and document one thing per day to be a credible expert on your subject. And how do you do this? Well, odds are you're listening to me on a smartphone. You're already paying that bill. And so you have this. So it's on you to just remind yourself on a daily basis to document two things. One time per day, whether that's a reel, a post, a story, you know, something behind the scenes of your life. Be authentic, be real, be human. Things you're passionate about, things you care about, things that you love, things that you believe in, things that you're seeing, ideas, tips, motivation, passions, purpose, family, hobbies, all of the above. Document one thing per day. Then also one time per day, document one thing that says, no, I'm actually the credible person in this market. I know what the fuck I'm talking about. I'm badass at what I do. And whether that's a tip, an idea, a strategy, a case study, to document that one time per day. And can you be very polished in that? Of course. Could you throw on the suit and tie? Absolutely, if that's your brand. But yes, you need to polish up something that says, yeah, that this guy knows his stuff, or this gal knows her stuff. Back to this realtor. I won't finish with this. one time per day? Yes, she needs to put on the realtor hat. She needs to be out there showing and selling of the homes. That's what you would want if you were a consumer. You would want your realtor to be the best of the best of the best. And how do you do that? How does she share that? She's out sharing best of the best of the best tips. Hey, I sold this home. I got this guy, you know, a home zero down or cash or whatever. Yes, she has to have that authority, that credibility to be an expert. But then the other side of her content needs to be a look behind the scenes, authenticity, celebrity, right? Reality TV show. What is she working on? Where does she work out at? Is she going through, you know, some fitness stuff? What's her goals for the new year? Document her family if that's important to her. Her hobbies, her passions, or in her situation, the example I used earlier, was this drive, this want, this passion to serve women and help women grow in entrepreneurship. And she can toggle between the both of these guys. And those are my two ways to build an authority brand. This is how I truly believe, this is how I've built a brand. You know, if anybody, if you follow me online, you know I'm a real motherfucker. Like, you can tell this dude is real. I'll document me surfing. I'll document my dog. I'll document my niece and nephew. I'll document my hobbies, my passions, the gym. I'll share quotes. I'll share inspiration. I talk about a lot of stuff like that. And then on the other side, I'll talk about how to actually get leads to become the authority in your business, to start a podcast, and how to write a book, which is what my business does. And I toggle between the two of them because there's no difference of who I am. I am him. The one that created your business, the person that you are that created your business, is also the CEO of your business and your life. You're the same human. You can walk the same way, talk the same way, dress the same way as the CEO as you can of that person who just lives your life. And I think for you to develop an ultimate congruent brand strategy is to blend the two. And I believe when you blend the two, you have this beautiful purpose, passion, and expert all at the same time. And when you add in your expert knowledge and a passion behind that, a heart to serve behind that, an impact behind that, ooh, that's a brand that nobody can touch. That's a brand that will help you stand out online. That'll brand that'll attract in more followers, more leads, more community. Make more friends, build more deeper relationships, get more high quality content or high quality clients out of that. So guys, that's my quick little episode for you today. I hope this adds value to you. Action items, because I don't want you to just leave with just, oh, I feel great. I want you to go record one piece of content or one photo. A photo is fine. How long does a photo take you? You take instantaneously, right? Exchange a gram. It's a $1 million idea. For those that know, no, it's a movie reference. Internship. Vince Vaughn, Owen Wilson, watch it. It'll make you laugh. You'll be on the floor. It's one of my favorite movies ever. You could take a quick photo of you behind the scenes, post it to your story. Quick photo of you, quick selfie of you at the gym, post it to your page. Quick reel, what you're working on. What are your goals? What are your passions? Guys, a photo takes you literally 15 seconds. A 1 minute video takes you, not a trick question, drum roll please, 1 minute. Yeah, I'll give you a minute or two to stage it. Things can be authentic. Things can be real. Fuck the editing. Don't worry about it. Don't worry about being perfect. Be real. Be authentic. Be a reality TV show and post that one time per day. Then record one fire tip out at a house, out at a job site, in the office. Document one thing that you're seeing on a daily basis that you are an expert at. Share your advice. Share your tips. Share your strategy on the same. And then flip it over. Share your heart and passion. Share your advice. Share your heart and passion. And you just toggle back and forth. Post, do one of these posts one time per day for each. So that's two posts per day. That would be 60 per month. You do this, you will have a brand that nobody can touch because you're authentic and you're the authority. And that's what I call an authority brand. And that's why we are here today on this episode. So once you could do that, go tag me in it. I'm at Nicholas Trevilian on Instagram. If you'd like my help and you'd like to chat more about this and go deeper, just like I did for this gal earlier today, you can get a free call with me. I'd be honored to hop on and hear about your brand. And that website's very simple. It's callwithnickyt.com. Callwithnickyt.com. You can schedule a free marketing and branding audit. I'll look at your social media just like I did hers. That was her call today. I'll get into your business. We'll go deep and we'll talk about this. We'll talk about your passions. We call them your marketing buckets, right? And how you want to market yourself, the conversations you want to have. I hope this episode inspired you. If it has, do me a favor, guys. Share this with a friend. I'm on a mission right now to help share my voice with the world and help people make an impact in their, yes, their businesses, yes, their brand, yes, their lives, but more importantly, in other people's lives. So if you have a business owner, an entrepreneur that you know is trying to grow their business, grab that little share button, share this with them. Have them listen to this. Have them go through this with you and you guys start holding each other accountable to post your content and build that impact authority brand. I love you guys. I believe in you. Have a great day. We'll see you on the next episode. This is my world. It cannot be right. You can't rock my world, son. Took a lot of work just to reach the top.